Hello, hello, and welcome to this space of Doses of Consciousness. This week's dose of consciousness is I call it the transformation of self-love. For a long time, this concept of self-love has evolved and has gone through, if I dare to say, a rather superficial phase. I've seen anything from, you know, getting a pedicure to buying yourself something pretty to taking yourself out, you know, for a nice meal whenever you want to feel better. And who doesn't do that? Who doesn't love that, right? Of course, we do need to do those things for ourselves every once in a while or however often you feel. But I don't know if maybe it's because of the experiences I've had in terms of getting in touch with myself in a very profound way, that to me, self-love has a completely different definition. And I think that this year, for all of us, it is now more indicative of the depth of what self-love really represents. This is definitely inspired by the new moon in Scorpio, because this new moon, even in Scorpio, is such a breath of fresh air. It's like coming out on the other side of the tunnel, which we sometimes wondered where the light of that tunnel was, where the end of that tunnel was. The beginning of the tunnel being the beginning of 2020, and now the end being here, November 2020. To me, the evolution of self-love has been represented by the fact that we were forced to let go of a lot that we thought we needed in order to be happy, in order to be enough, in order to be respected by the people around us, whether our family, our work, our partner, perhaps even what you thought you needed so that your kids loved you more. And this year, we were forced to all go inside, literally, in our homes and not come out. And what that translated to was us going in within our own home of our heart, of our soul, of our self, of our psyche. To understand the concept of self-love and the profundity of that is to understand that as human beings, the road to genuine and radical self-love is anything but easy. It requires that we look at our shadows and at the same time try to develop compassion, because we are not a society based on compassion. We are a society based on competition. We are a society based on accolades and stuff that in order to measure our worth by. While we accept ourselves and develop the compassion that I'm talking about, we are doing things simultaneously that for some of us can be very foreign. And the amount of vulnerability that takes to even understand what vulnerability means, what it feels like without feeling shame or embarrassment about it, is a whole trip in its own. But we have had no other choice but to do that this year. And here we are, November 2020, with a completely different perspective on life, on self, and the people that surround us. The evolution and the transformation of our self-love, or of self-love in general, has been about being genuine, being organic with our lives, with ourselves, understanding that time is important, not just the time we give to others, not just the time we give our projects, but the time that we have given ourselves to look within and really coming face to face with ourselves and saying, my God, how did I get here? Or, my God, I have finally reached a much deeper sense of intimacy with myself at a soul level. This dose of consciousness comes from many readings I've done, my own transformation this year, but also from this sense of a collective energy that is wanting something different. While there are many of us who have been doing self-work and who have a greater sense of what self-love really means and a greater appreciation for it because of everything we've been through this year within ourselves to get to this place of a different kind of peace. Peace usually comes after something tumultuous. Think about it. Think about how now, how peace and quiet and some time alone is so much more necessary for you now than it was before. Because while it has always been necessary, there was always something around keeping you from it. There was always an excuse to not find that time for self. And now that there's been less going on in the world, we were forced to find that time for self. Some people really resisted it, they hated it. But those of us who have leaned into that time of self, now we realize how crucial and important it really is. But it took a process, it took time, it took a shift in our consciousness to understand the importance of that peace. So from now on, how do we continue to cultivate that? How do we not forget the true definition of self-love? How do we not forget to give ourselves those moments of peace? Come 2021, people are going to want to rush back into the world. They're going to try really hard to remain or to grasp onto the old sense of normal because it's what we know. But energetically speaking, that's not going to be possible. The more we resist it, the more difficulty we're going to have with it. But don't take for granted all of the lessons that have come to you, and not in the easiest way, about self-love, and make a promise to yourself that you will honor that as much as you can from this point forward. From the beginning of 8 minutes ago when I started talking to now, the description of self-love all of a sudden became something else. And that is an example of the transgression of what self-love has represented from the beginning of the year to now. Think about it. Honor it, and don't forget what it has taken for you to get here. Talk soon.